So is there a vertical dimension in the order? So David Smith tells us no. The Western Buddhist order does not have teachers that are equipped in that way. They haven't had the experience and the transmission heart-to-heart of a heart-to-heart relationship spread over years of training. Can these horizontal teachers really aspire to deep, authentic insight when they themselves have not had the experience of vertical training? No, our practices only go to Crewe and not to Glasgow, which means they only stop halfway. Maybe I'll just mention that Taraloka, which is quite near Crewe, they looked for a place which was very near a very big station, and that's why it's near Crewe. So people from Glasgow can get there more easily than if it was, say, in Kent, and not feel like they were going backwards. So David Smith tells us that the Western Buddhist order, as a horizontal approach, has to compensate for its incompleteness by putting in place a system that is rigid and uncompromising, so as to protect its weaknesses with a loss of freedom and spaciousness that characterises traditional systems of practice. It's kind of interesting. A lot of the time, people tell me how to become freer. They're kind of loosening me off. That's mainly what my feedback is. I used to have this image when I was a mitra in Glasgow. When I was a little child, you had these little toys that kind of had little pedals as feet. I don't know if you ever had this. You can slightly wind them up, maybe, and they kind of go off like that, don't they? And they go straight across the room until they get to a table leg, and then they go... So I think my spiritual life looked a little bit like that. And then my spiritual friends used to carefully kind of lift me up and place me on the other side of the table leg, and off I'd go again. Pretty much like clockwork. Probably it's a sense of having quite a lot of energy and not enough discrimination or something. So I find it quite interesting, this idea of how if we don't have an authentic vertical teacher or a strong vertical dimension in our lives, we get a bit kind of trapped and regimented. I think there is some truth in that. I often think when people are using jargon or are very literal, it's because they've really lost touch with a spiritual dimension, basically. They're not really drawing on principles that they're in contact with at all. They're using words that could make sense, but they don't really know what they are. And they actually do create a lot of restriction around them. So we do have to be careful of that.